is your host, Walter Latham, along with your co-host, Michelle Sweeney McCombs. And welcome to the Walt Weekly Podcast. It's Friday Live. I know you guys probably missed us. I hope y'all guys missed us last week. You know, we decided to take some time off. We had a lot of people out of town, and they did have other commitments. But we are back, but we are still in the same situation because we got a lot of people out of town taking vacation. They have other commitments. So the panel, in essence, with the exception of one of our key members, Chris Sweeney, he will be here today. And we're still waiting on our co-host, Michelle. She's having some technical difficulties. But we want to kick the show off and get started. Superman being a bisexual, the son of Superman. Okay. They will be publishing a comic. DC Comics will be publishing an issue wherein the son of Superman is a bisexual. And they have artwork showing him kissing another man and stuff like that. So the thing is Superman's son a bisexual? And what's the narrative for them pushing this issue? Now, we respect the LGBTQ community. We want everybody to be treated fairly equally. But now it seems that we are trying to normalize, you know, being a bisexual. Are we normalizing it? Is that why they're pushing it out this way? You know, is it something normal? All right. And that's what we want to try to drill down and try to discuss and try to get some feel for. All right. This is more of a discussion on, you know, on where we stand. But the world is a big place, right? The world's a big place, and it takes a lot of people to make up a world. All right. Okay, now going back to it, we got a lot of respect for the LGBTQ community. We sympathize as African-Americans of what you've been going through, what you've been through, and the fight that you have. Are we trying to normalize the bisexual Superman's son? All right, the son of, they're going to be pushing this episode out. I know when I was a kid, I was from 8, 9, 10 years old, I was reading comic books. You know, Superman was one of my heroes. Batman, the Hulk, you know, I read them all. But we're pushing this down now to the bisexuality of Superman's son, and that's going to be hitting the newsstand. So I want to talk about it. And Chris, what are your thoughts on this?
Well, it's interesting, right? Every community should feel that like they're represented in this thing we call life, right? And for me, you know, I had this discussion with a few people, right? And some people from the LGBT community as well. And my thing was, I didn't want per se for them to mess with Superman as far as the Superman that I knew growing up with, right? So I think they did that. Like, I think they made a new character. It's not based off Superman. It's not Superman, right? It's a new character that is his son. And I honestly really don't have a problem with it. Like, I don't know what the big, I think this hoopla is all being generated to make noise around it, to get people talking about it, and to get people interested in it, right? Because let's be clear, Marvel has had characters for a long time in the LGBT community. It's DC that's just finally catching up with this with the program. DC is always late to the program, so I just felt like, if, as long as they didn't mess with the what I grew up with, I don't have a problem with it.
Okay.
I mean, well, basically, like, what do you say? Like, I don't even know why people are getting upset over this. It's not like something to get upset over. It's a fictional character. Superman is fictional. It's all, you know, So basically, you know, let people have their peace with it. If you don't like it, you don't have to partake in it. You know, it's not something that I'm interested in reading. But then again, you never know. They might make a movie about it. Every character, every person, every character, everything that moves and breathes has a place, right? And I don't want people thinking that because I knew Superman a certain way, I'm not willing to allow you to have your Superman or your Superboy, you know? I've had mine. You can have yours. I don't want it to be pushed on me, and I don't think it is being pushed on me. I have the choice to tune in and tune out, you know?
Okay. Well, when I was small, as I said, you know, 8, 9, 10 years old, right up, you know, through teenage years, I purchased comic books, all right? Now, who's the target audience for Superman's son being bisexual? Would it be the same age group?
I don't think so. I think, like, you know, they remake so many movies now, right? And we go, oh, man, they're making this movie over again. But it's not for us. It's for people that didn't experience it before. So I'm like, I think this is the same thing. This is not for us. This is for a generation who's in tune with this, you know.
Okay.
I don't want it to be like, you know, because I don't subscribe to it, right? But because I don't subscribe to it doesn't mean I have to be angry about it.
But my concern is going to, you know, the magazine store as a kid and picking up an edition of Superman being bisexual. That's my concern.
Walter, that's the world that they live in.
Yeah, but the children, what about the children going to get a comic book that's seeing this? That's not my only concern.
Everyday being. This is what they see. This is what they talk about. Whether we want to believe it or not, this is their reality. It's not our reality. That's why we can't relate to it. It's not what we grew up with. But who's to say that they have a problem with it?
But they're too young to have a problem one way or the other, don't you think?
Okay, well, let's say we were too young to watch a lot of things that we watched, a lot of violent stuff that we saw. Who's to say, again, as a parent, you control what your kids, or you should control what they partake in. You have the ability to tune in and to not tune in. You don't have to buy it. You don't have to subscribe to it. But there is a segment of society that will subscribe to that. They want to see it. It's something that they want to see. And who deprive them of what they want?
Yeah. Can you guys hear me?
Yes. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I don't know what was going on with this phone, but yeah, I just want to say, I guess, you know, when we were growing up, censorship, you know, you pick and choose what you want your children to see. These are the times, I guess, you know, we're all not happy about it for it to be on TV because children should make their own minds up. I mean, you know, as far as the LGBT community is concerned, they know, you know, most of the time, majority of the time, they'll know at an early age, you know, how they feel sexually, you know, who are we to say, you know, how they should act or feel or behave in society. But I could see your point, Walter. It's like you're throwing it out there. You're forcing people to look at this, but this is the reality now. This is becoming a big movement. You know, I don't like the fact that they're comparing it to, you know, Black history stuff, Black Lives Matter. It has nothing to do with that. You know, this is a sexual preference issue. And I just feel like, you know, you shouldn't force it and it should be censored. Like you have cartoons out there now with gay and lesbian, you know, it's what you choose to let your children see. Even recently they were just talking about an episode of SpongeBob, right? I don't know if you guys saw that or heard of it. They were saying there was something in there that was gay. You know, SpongeBob is gay. You know, that was coming out. You have your these shows, Grey's Anatomy, Shonda Rhimes, a lot of her shows have, you know, gay relationships in it. You know, it's out there. It's not something that we can avoid. But as far as children are concerned, we should censor what our children watch because we can't stop it.
Aren't these shows and these things a reflection of the society that we live in now?
It definitely is.
You can't keep harkening back to the 70s, the 80s. That's not that time now. We had that time. We had our time. People are raising their kids in a different way. They have a right to, just like if somebody is in raising their kid to be a white nationalist, I don't agree with it, but it's their choice. How they want to raise their children. And their children.
Hold on.
But they will have to bear the consequences of those actions, right? Mm-hmm. But who are you to say what people can learn, can read, can look at in their homes? And mm-hmm. this is an issue that I think people are getting upset about it because they think they're messing with something from their childhood. But it's a new character. It's not Superman. It's not the Superman that I grew up with. So I don't have a problem with that.
It's his son. Right.
Yeah, but the thing is I don't believe... I mean, there should be an age limit put on it, because I hark back to the earlier days. Yeah, like you're right on that, but I still think when you have a picture of two men kissing in a cartoon, and you can go to the magazine stand, and you could be 8-9 years old and you can buy it, there should be some restrictions placed on it. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, just like movies, you know, when they have restrictions at a certain age or viewer discretion advised, or they should put something on there to say, you know, if you know, in reference to parents that do not want their children exposed to it. Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
But you as a parent should know what you're taking your child to see or what your child is watching on TV, right?
Oh, yeah, you should have parental controls. Yes, of course. But it's just that there's an open door to me is that, you know, you go to the magazine store or whatever store and they're selling magazines, and you go to get a comic book, Batman or whatever, and then up there on the shelf you got the character, Superman's son or whatever his name is, and he's bisexual. You know, to me, as I said, you know, I have nothing against LGBTQ. You know, I mean, they're in their own fight, just like we are. Okay, but I don't think that we should be trying to normalize a situation like that so that the general population can buy into it. I don't think that's my concern.
It should be a choice. That's what you're saying.
It should be right,
mm-hmm.
right. And I have nothing against, you know.
Of course.
No, go ahead.
We all have that in our family.
All right.
We're not discriminating.
We do. I do too. I have. Yeah.
You know. Yeah. I see both sides of it, especially with Chris' point. You know, this is the times. It's been coming out for a long time. Homosexuality has been there forever. You know, it was just always under. But as far as society is concerned, right now, like you're forcing it.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to get at. And it's like a normalization.
Figures and directors, and they're probably being sued because they're discriminating against them. So they have to come up with something. So that was to be expected eventually, you know?
Yeah, they can come up with something. But I mean, to me, how can you, you know, like, okay, you know, we're going to make, I look at TV, I look at, you know, where you got two men kissing or two women kissing. I don't really care, but the kids in the house could be looking at this general rated show and see two men kissing. They don't have an R rating on it, and it's 8 o'clock at night.
And you never know how that child's going to react. They could be devastated from if they're in
that's right. household. You know, it could be traumatic.
It could be traumatic. It could, you know, kids, or you could be in a household with two male figures as your parents, or you could be in a household with two female figures as your parents. If you see two women kissing, is kind of normal, which is kind of, good when you have two women kissing, but you can't accept two men kissing. That's not cool either. An audience member has a comment saying, unfortunately, this is going to be normalized habits and our kids and grandchildren.
Yeah, you were breaking up but I see the question.
Yeah, this normalized, so you know, it's going to be a new normal.
Right. I think there's an attempt to normalize the behavior. I used to be like this, and I think, I don't know whether I said it earlier. You know, as growing up, you know, we knew who was gay in the town. I came from a small town. So we knew that George, whatever his name was, or Lee, whatever his name was, we knew they were gay. Okay, everybody knew it. You got gay people, all right? Okay, but sometimes I feel, and this is my personal feeling, is that what you do sexually is your business, right? I don't think if you're bisexual, I need to come out and say I'm bisexual. I mean, that's the end of it. That's it. That's you. You know? I mean, why do you have to come out at a closet and say, "Well, I'm bisexual"? I don't see that as something that's needed. That's just my feeling. Okay.
Right, unless it's the person you're dating, but I guess because, you know, with everything going on in society and the fact that they always had to keep it hidden, now it's not hidden, you know, they have rights as well.
Right.
But I can see what you're saying because, you know, you could say, oh, I know a gay person, so that doesn't mean you're discriminating against them. So what, you know, somebody gay, that's like somebody saying, oh, I know, I have black friends. You know, so it's like by you saying, oh, I have black friends, you're already categorizing that, you know, black people are different.
Right.
You know,
right.
So, and I don't know, you know, how to explain it. It's a tough situation, but normalizing it, it's already being normalized. It's been on TV. It's just a cartoon version of it.
Well, to be perfectly honest.
I just feel like, you know, just like we were restricted from certain things, that parent has to restrict their children. They have to decide what they want their children to see on TV.
I agree.
You can't hide it because, you know, when they go to school, they probably see it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but you can control what's in your own household, definitely.
Well, it could have been a bias on my side, and it'd be perfectly honest, right? Because, mm-hmm. you know, I get up and I look at my news, and the first thing I heard the other day on the news was Superman's mm-hmm. son is he's going to be bisexual in this mm-hmm. new edition that's coming out. This character will be bisexual. Mm-hmm. And I almost fell out of my chair.
Right, I'm telling you, that's the way I took it. I thought they were talking about Superman and not a son. You know, that was my mistake when I was reading. I thought it was Superman they were talking about. Yeah, I had an issue with that. You turning Superman into bisexual, which is stupid. This is like an 80-year-old character that's been in everybody's home. You just can't flip it like that. Why don't you just, you know, create a new character if they're going to be bisexual or gay? That should be just a new character. I guess, you know, DC Comics is running out of characters to play, but like I said, you never know what Hollywood is telling them. Like, you need to come up with this. They could be pressured, just like TV. It's on TV. You know, you had a scandal, you know, high profile of sexuality, bisexual and gay and lesbian sexuality in that show. Grey's Anatomy, you know, even, what's his name? The black director.
Tyler Perry?
No, not Tyler Perry. He had shows on Channel 5.
I know who you're talking about.
Empire's guy. Lee Daniels. Yeah.
Lee Daniels,
right?
Yes.
Right. He always has it because he's gay. You know, he always has gay characters in his shows because he's given them an opportunity to be on TV because they're discriminated against. And he's gay himself. Shonda Rhimes, I don't know what she is. She's just probably given equal opportunity. I don't know what her sexuality is. But every last one of her shows that she's created, there is gay scenes in it, you know. And bisexual scenes, stuff like that. So they're giving the LGBT community an opportunity to be out there. So it's been there. Now it's just in a cartoon version of it, which, you know, when it comes to children, to me, that's different. It's different. You shouldn't force that on children. And then, you know, you're putting things in their head to say, oh, well, I want to try that, you know, when I get a little older.
Right, right. You know? That was my first thought.
That could be, you know, conflicting for them. But like I said, the parents have to monitor that. You know, if they want to take their child to see that show and they know what's in the show and what's going to happen, you can't say, oh, my son's gay when he turned 15. How did he get exposed to it? You expose him to it because you took him to that movie. If you don't want to expose him, if, like I said, they know when they're younger if they're going to be that way. You know, some kids come out gay. You know, so.
Well, I always believe, like I said, you're born to be, you know, you're born to be gay or lesbian. It's you're born that way. I don't think it's an acquired taste. Okay,
right? But some people, that's not realistic either. Some people are born that way, and some people are exposed to that lifestyle as they get older, or that person was raped by the same sexual person for years in their life. You know, how you have molestation when they're younger. You never know what that situation was for them to turn out. To decide they want to be gay or bisexual, you never know what their story is. So, yeah, you have all methods, born that way, molestation, you know, exposure.
Hello?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, good.
I don't know. I think we're sounding antiquated here. Listen, we don't live the same way.
Different times.
We did in 1920.
Yeah, yeah, it's different times.
We don't live the same way we lived in 1950, nor 1960. It's right. A reflection of the times. It's not a new normal. It's what life is. It's where we are in our society. Mm-hmm. And the sooner we recognize it and not give it so much breath, we'll be able to move past it as if it doesn't matter, because it really doesn't matter. I don't care what somebody's sexual preference is, what they want to watch, how they want to view Superman, Superboy. What does that take from me? Now, the same way you say, oh, kids could be influenced with it. Well, did your kid want to drop an anvil on somebody's head the way Bugs Bunny wanted to drop it on Wile E. Coyote? They watched violence. You understand? So what are we talking about here? It's not that somebody was born that way. Right? I don't care how you got to the point where you view your sexuality. It shouldn't be that important to me. And again, they go to movies, they buy comic books, they shop just like everybody else. And everybody wants to be represented. Just like when we fought to get into Hollywood to see ourselves on the screen, they want to fight to see the same thing. And we should understand better than most. The problem that I have with this whole argument and everything that's going on, and it seems like we're being bombarded with the LGBT stuff, is because they have a powerful voice that cancels people left and right, right? Whereas African Americans have been suffering for generations, and we can't get the same kind of
we're not getting a resolution on it. Yeah,
exactly. You know what I'm saying? Right. So that could be an argument. That could be something that we look at and say, hey, wait a minute. Why is this? Because it's all a civil rights thing, right? Maybe not the same way, because I walk down the street, I can't hide the fact that I'm African American.
Right.
But you don't have to let people know that you're gay, that you're or lesbian, gay, or transgender, or whatever you subscribe to. So there is a difference there, but we can't say that, what is this, the new normal, or they're trying to normalize it? This is the life that we live. This is where we are, and society evolves. We haven't stayed the same, and we will continue to evolve. And well, you just have to evolve with it. And
the thing is, Chris, I'm not saying that, you know, we shouldn't evolve. You know, one of my key principles, and one of the ways that I live my life and I taught my kids, that if you don't adapt, you don't survive. All right? That's just the way it is in life. All right? You adjust to your environment as it changes. All right? So how we came up in the 60s and 70s, we adapt. You know, it's 2021. We adapt. Otherwise, we just, you know, just really go
it's
and
just
die.
Like our parents had, right, because our parents had to adapt to us, you know, just
exactly.
Like had,
it's an ongoing parents. Thing. It's part of our growth. All
and
right?
You know
some
what?
People
it's nothing different. It's just something that's more publicized. It's not in the closet right. anymore. So they're like
so,
I said.
So when,
you know,
but
you,
when we say that it's being forced on our kids, it's not being forced on your kids. Your kids don't have to subscribe to it.
The thing
what
is,
what kind of control do you have? Then it says to me that you don't have control over your children.
Over your
the
child,
way you
should. Right.
Well, I'm not saying that. I mean, because don't forget, you know, you remember when you were little, you snuck and got a Playboy? You know, your first book, where you first, I mean, yeah, let's talk about that. Mm. Yeah, you got your first Playboy book. All right.
Okay. Yeah.
In my case, I got the Playboy penthouse, and I had the Sears catalog. You know what I mean? So, you know, with that said, a kid is going to be inquisitive, curiosity. It's always going to be curiosity.
But what attracts you. You
right.
know, just like there was Superman and Batman. Some people were lured to Superman. Some people were lured to Batman. Doesn't mean they don't like Superman. It just means that Batman attracted them. So if you pick up a Playboy magazine or a Playgirl, it depends on which one attracts you.
Which one
you
attracts
you. You know what you like and what you feel comfortable with.
Well,
it's
I still have
the
to
same
say.
Thing.
I still have to say that if you can go to a newsstand and as an 8-9-year-old and pick up a Superman's son, whatever his name, Kal-El, whatever his name is going to be, because I think they're going to push it out pretty soon. And they show two guys kissing, and you 8-9 years old. I don't think that's, you know, there should be, you know, there should be some type of requirement that you be of a certain age. Because kids are impressionable at that age.
Mm-hmm.
They are impressionable. You may not be there. You can't be there 24/7. It's going to be times when you're not there.
But let me ask you something.
I mean, they probably know more than we do. They knew more than we do because
exactly.
when Justin was in high school early years, and he was with you know, the band and they were doing the Tony Bennett organization thing, and he was performing with a specific jazz musician. I won't say his name because I don't want to discredit him.
Right.
And
right.
I looked him up and I said, Justin, you know, I need to talk to you about him. He says, Mommy, they already did. This jazz musician is a legend, but he was a heroin addict, but he was a genius at the same time. So they teach them things already. Like, you know, parents don't even realize how much kids know more than we do, you know, because their generation is different from what we had. Sex education, I remember a time when they didn't even want us to learn that in school. You know,
yeah, we didn't have it.
We didn't, right? You guys
not
didn't
in school.
Have it. Well, we had
no.
it, you know, because the generation before or my generation fought for us to have that in education because they said you have to teach children certain things. So, you know, it's up to the parent in reference to that. But as far as public is concerned, you know, what you have in your home, you can control. But what you have outside, you can't control. And believe it or not, children know a hell of a lot more than we think they do. They're not stupid.
Let me say this. The kids that are 9 years old today are not the 9 year old of 30 years
right.
ago. They
right,
are
right.
totally, totally. They have access to these phones, to the internet. If you think they ain't looking at a Superboy already, you crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It is already happening.
YouTube.
They,
yeah.
Listen, if you cut on the TV on Saturday morning, when I was growing up, there used to be Saturday morning cartoons on. You know what's on now? The news. Nothing
right.
else. There's nothing
Not, right. That's
teaching
true.
These kids. There's nothing. Yeah. So everything that's inappropriate is accessible to them already. It's just
right.
what you deem inappropriate.
Especially on social media, yeah. yeah.
You know, you had mentioned that one time a few weeks ago, Chris, that there was nothing on Saturday morning for kids. And I checked, and you're right. It's news.
Yeah.
On a major channel, it's news. There's no more cartoons.
Yep.
You got to
no
get on the internet.
No superheroes, none of that stuff. None of that stuff is on.
Right, so they already
you
took it away
go
from
on the internet, YouTube, or you got to buy DVDs
right.
if you want to show your kids this stuff.
Right.
They don't have it anymore. So
that's true.
Why wouldn't these kids be so far advanced, more than they should be, if all we're feeding them is bad news and nonsense all day.
Mm-hmm. And you can't hide it.
They're not having a childhood. Yeah, they're not having what we define, what we would think is a childhood. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not really having that. Okay. Wow. Yeah, I think it's tough. It's tough growing up now. It's tough being a child, period. Okay, so
yeah,
when you see these,
they're making them grow up real fast.
Exactly.
Quick.
I mean, when they throw these curveballs.
Yeah, they don't have a childhood
at all. They are exposed to things that they shouldn't be exposed to. But whose fault is that? It's our mm-hmm. fault.
It's our fault.
Who gives them an iPhone at 9 years old? We do. You know right. what's going on the internet, on Facebook, on mm-hmm. they could lie and pretend that they're 15 and get a Facebook account or get an Instagram account or TikTok account. It's nothing. Half of that stuff is filled with nonsense all day right. and inappropriate stuff for children. So Superboy is our, the least of our worries, to be honest with you. We got bigger problems.
Yeah, but you know. And when I saw it, like I said, I almost fell out of the chair. You know, my morning news, and I see Superboy is bisexual. You know, just it shook me. I thought, what the hell? Mm-hmm. You know, why we got to go there?
Well, you know, I think we've been there. We've been there already. You know, it's like I said. You know, the parents have to regulate. They can't regulate because they got, like you said, Chris. You made a good point. Social media and the phones that they have, the parents don't really know what their children are doing. So. You know,
it's, and some of them don't care what they're doing as long as they ain't bothering them.
Right, that's true.
Well,
it's
then
sad,
that's a parental failure. That's a failure. You have to be involved. You have to monitor. You have to put the controls in place.
Right. Okay? I mean, even if you do, Walter, take this for an example, and it's true. It's not even an example. You protect your child. You try to protect them from all society's negatives. And they turn out, you know, when they're an adult, they're on their own, and they turn out to be gay or lesbian or a criminal or a mass murderer, and you've raised them properly.
Right. You know?
So what choice do you have? You either let them know.
But listen, you see how you just said that? Mm-hmm. They turn out to be gay or lesbian. Mm-hmm. If they turn out to be gay or lesbian, that's what they want to be. Gay or lesbian. Hold on, let me finish. But you put it in a context with a mass murderer, as if mm-hmm. being gay or lesbian is something.
Well, no, that's not what I meant. What I meant was that we have no control of what they're going to be when they get older.
I know what you meant, but right. Michelle, when you say it like that, mm-hmm. in the context, people listening, they would think that you had a problem with that. And some people do. Listen, it would be an adjustment period for me. If my mm-hmm. daughters came up to me and said, this is who I want to marry, a woman, I would have an issue with it because that's not the way I was wired. I wasn't raised that way. But what am I going to throw my child away?
Right, right.
I'm going to throw her away? Right. No,
you have
I'm
to accept
not.
It. You have to accept it.
Yes, I got to learn to deal with the reality. Just mm-hmm. like when we were growing up, Walter, especially when you were growing up and a white man married a black woman and he had a black child, it was World War III in the house, right? But when that mm-hmm. baby came, sometimes it changed minds. It changed people.
Are
you going to stop? You know what I'm saying? You can't throw the baby away. It's the baby's hand. And this is a product of that union now. 50 mm-hmm. years ago, that wasn't normal.
No.
It's normal now.
Right. And the same thing with this. This wasn't normal. This has always been under the cover. You know, you're going back centuries of this. You know, even the Roman ages, that they were gay, you know?
Since mankind. I mean, since the beginning of mankind, they've been gay.
It's been, So it's not something that's new, you know? It's not something that's new. They're just giving it more exposure. And that's what you have an issue with, Walter, right? That's your issue.
My issue is the cartoon. My issue is nothing else but the cartoon.
Okay.
All right. And as I said, is Superman gay? That's the name of this episode. Is it Superman bisexual, rather? That's the name of the episode. And so I had concerns around that because I remember that innocent little boy that used to go in and buy Batman and Superman magazines and collect them. And now you got Superboy that's bisexual. And they show pictures of him kissing another guy.
But I think in this society, this age, this stage of life, which is not our era, it's normal for them. So they're more accepting than we are because we were raised differently.
Well, I mean, yeah, I agree with that. But I mean, within restrictions, there got to be restrictions on it because you got a lot of innocent minds that are vulnerable, mm-hmm. especially at that age group that I'm concerned with. I'm concerned with people under 16.
Whoa, right? Look at Dwayne Wade's son. How old is Dwayne Wade's son?
He might Dwayne be Wade?
13. His son.
13. Yeah.
He might be 13. He knows right. He wants to be a woman. He doesn't see himself as a boy. He identifies right. as a girl. He's 13.
Right. Right.
Knows what he yes. wants already. Do I say I agree with it? I don't know because I've never been faced with that. Right. I would say no because I've never had to deal with it. But as a parent, how do you deal with that?
Right. Just like Magic Johnson's son.
Yeah, a lot of the celebrities, I mean, I think Will Smith's son is also gay. I believe.
Well, he never came out, so I don't know. I don't want to.
Right. Well, so let me take that back. Let me take that back. I'm
right.
not sure.
You don't know. Perfect example, yeah, we're not Chris. Sure. One, a good friend of ours, son. Mm-hmm. You know, yes. when we did the Zoom.
Yeah, right? I saw.
Right?
Yeah.
They knew when he was little.
Yeah.
They knew when he was little, and they were just waiting for him to come out. And he, you know,
you see, Walter mentioned Will Smith's son. I don't know if that kid is gay, right? But they play footsie with it because it's okay. They blur the lines of everything to sell something, to sell a right. product, or to be different, you know, so you don't even know. Some of them are probably could maybe not, but because it's the end thing and they want to be connected to mm-hmm. every crowd, they play that game with it. That's what I don't like about it, because you play a game with something. People out there that live their life every day.
It's funny you said that, Chris. True. It's funny you said that, Chris, about people just do it. It could be for that moment to keep the popularity for them to have record sales or to stay.
Yeah, true. True. That's publicity.
You know what I mean?
That's marketing.
It's publicity.
Yeah.
It's publicity. Yeah. This comedian has said, I forget his name, he was saying about Lil Nas X, you know, he believes, and this is a comedian that's always on point. I'll get his name later, but he made a statement. It was all over social media saying that Lil Nas X had that one hit wonder and he had to figure it out. He said, I really don't believe that man is gay. He's just doing it so he could stay on top and make his money because his career was probably over if he couldn't come out with anything else after that song he did, that country music song. So that's a good point you made, Chris. People do it just to keep their status of being on top or record sales or movie, whatever it is that they need to keep themselves popular.
Lil Nas X, he is playing everybody. Mm-hmm. He's pimping. He found a way to hustle.
Yes.
He's like a Kardashian. Right. He is, you know, they do whatever to sell something. Yes,
right, and it's a perfect time for him. They're marketing. That's marketing. Yeah,
because he just recently said that he was tired of guys and he's going back to girls. But this is a society now. This generation, they don't care. There's no boundaries for them, so they can
right,
walk
and they don't
back
get they don't get right, they don't get no backlash. Deal. Yes, right, they won't get the backlash. Right,
yeah, the blowback. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. T.K. Kirkland, that's who it was, the comedian, T.K. Kirkland.
Oh, okay. So, one thing I do want to point out, though, is that, you know, I do have a problem, you know, with the LGBTQ, not per se, but they're not on the level of the Black Equality movement. I don't think their movement is on the level of Black Equality. I think there should be a separation, distinct separation, because you can be a bisexual, white, blonde, blue eyes, and you could be on the trade, the foreign exchange trading floor, as long as and there's no problem. But you will not see a Black person on that foreign exchange trading floor, regardless of your sexual preferences, because your skin color is Black.
Right.
All right. That's why I think it's two separate movements that may intersect.
I mean, that's not.
But it's right, a different right. movement. That's what I'm saying. It's a different movement.
Two different elements. Like, it's not the same, you know.
It's not the same.
Civil rights movement, yeah, it's not the same.
I think everybody gets on our hustle, right? They piggyback what we do. Mm-hmm. We make strides, and then they leave us behind, too. Because
absolutely.
The LGBTQ community can be very funny about how they deal with everybody else, too.
Yeah.
Just because you're LGBT doesn't mean you're not a racist or whatever have you, you know?
Right.
They kind of have a closed community. The gays don't like the trans community. They're all over the place too. They don't have a defined thing that's going on. So there's a lot of things at play here.
Right. One of our live audience members said the LGBTQ community is far more organized. I guess you're talking about when we were just speaking about the civil rights movement. He's saying they're far more organized than that one.
I agree.
I have to agree.
But let's be clear. They're allowed to be far more organized because I think they're viewed as less of a threat.
Right.
So it's, you know, they're allowed to make strides that we can't make strides, that we, in places that we can't make strides in because they are not as viewed as the same threat that we are.
And then monetarily, yes, and they got money. I mean, they have power through money, through finance. You got some of the richest people in the world that may be gay or maybe members of LGBTQ.
And it's not costing the government with the civil rights movement. You're going back to slavery, you know, that's something that they don't want to change. They're not going to change the history books and they're not going to reimburse us for it. So
totally I would say they're not going to reimburse it. It's just a matter of time. That's still...
not in our lifetime.
Maybe not in our lifetime, but we're going to get paid eventually. I really have faith in that. I may not be around, but I tell you, it's going to happen.
Right.
All right. Right now, the government's too broke to deal with it. And I don't want to get off topic either, but
that's another topic, right?
That's another show. But I think we shook this out pretty good, and I think that we can end on this note. That you know, I wish the best for the LGBTQ community.
Definitely.
I wish everybody equality. Everybody should love everybody else. You know, love is the answer for a lot of this stuff. All right, and I'm gonna end it there. You know, Chris, you're part of us. You know, so I'm gonna let Michelle have it. You guys can take us out. But I do want to say that on Sunday we will be doing a rebroadcast to the podcast platforms of this show. And wherever you get your podcast, whether it be Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever, you'll be able to, you know, get a replay
download
of this show.
And listen. Yes.
Yeah,
also
please.
Check out
please.
Our other previous shows that we've had in the past. Thank you, audience, for joining us. Thank you, Chris, for taking the time.
Yeah, definitely, Chris.
No problem, man. Listen,
You're the man.
It shocked me too, Walt, when I saw it. And I have really had to think about it. Like, and I'm like, do I want to be one of these people that stop somebody else's stride? So it was a great topic, man. Good show to talk about, man. We need to address it, man. It's the elephant in the room, man. We got to talk about these things.
Absolutely.
Quite a few elephants.
Quite a few
elephants. Yeah, yes. Definitely.
Okay, definitely. I'm going to turn it over to Michelle.
Okay.
You can do your thing, Michelle. Thank you.
All right. Thank you to our host, Walter Latham, and our panel member, Christopher Sweeney, for joining us, and our live audience. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for your comments in the chat room. You can follow us at www.thewaltweekly.com, Instagram and Facebook, The Walt Weekly, Twitter, Walt Weekly, Podbean, The Walt Weekly, iTunes, Spotify Radio, iHeartRadio, Pandora, and other streaming platforms. We look forward to seeing you all next week for our Friday Live. Have a safe and awesome weekend.
Yes, take care.
Thank you.